Last year, when I was birding at Park Point on a beautiful sunny day in late May, I turned on Merlin, a wonderful app from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology that identifies bird songs and calls in real time. It picked out a robin, chipping sparrow, and appropriately enough, a Merlin. When it listed a Philadelphia vireo, I was thrilled because conditions for photography were perfect. The much more abundant red-eyed vireo has a very similar song, making it hard for me to tell the two species apart by voice, but I figured there must be enough differences, subtle though they may be for mere human ears, for Merlin to get it right. I got closer and closer, the app showing Philadelphia vireo with every one of the bird's phrases. But when I finally found the singer, he was a red-eyed vireo. He wasn't the bird I was hoping for, but I took his picture anyway. In most places, Merlin has an excellent track record. Here in Duluth, it misses some birds altogether and gets some wrong sometimes, but I bet it calls out vocalizing birds with 85 or 90% accuracy, which is excellent for such a relatively new and very complex algorithm. But Merlin was worthless for me in Hawaii. It doesn't have enough songs in its database yet and could not identify a single one of the endemics I encountered. It got most of the exotics wrong, too. Merlin may be far from perfect, but I use it a lot, especially to pick out high-frequency singers, but I don't count them until I see them with my own eyes. New birders and curious people who'd like to know what all those singing birds in their backyard are thrilled with Merlin, even though its lists are not close to 100%. It gets some common birds wrong and has a worse track record when it comes to rarities. eBird, another wonderful app created by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, provides a great service for those of us who use it, keeping track of all our lists. But eBird provides an even greater service to conservationists, ornithologists, and other researchers, providing accurate lists of where birds are in real time, requiring eBird's data to be far more accurate than Merlin's. If I'd entered Philadelphia vireo on my eBird last year because that's how Merlin misidentified the red-eyed vireo, scientists studying either species would have been given flawed data. Like a superb field guide, Merlin is an excellent tool but can never replace experience and good judgment. When I report rarities on eBird without photographic proof, I get a request from the eBird reviewer for documentation. If I can't prove it to them, I virtually always remove the bird from my list. It never feels good to be questioned about a sighting, and many of us birders have fragile egos. I don't want questionable birds on my own bird lists, but for those who can't admit that they may have made a mistake, eBird does allow unconfirmed birds to remain on our personal eBird list. They simply keep the sighting off the public database that scientists use. Lately, I've been reading that a lot of birders are using Merlin to generate their eBird checklists. When they get questioned about a rarity, some of them get mad because an app created by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology must be more accurate than some fallible human being. At the very moment in our history when sophisticated technology is adding so many shades of gray to modern life, we seem to be demanding more that everything be black or white, good or bad. We've lost the ability to wrap our heads around nuance. Merlin can be good and useful without being perfect. eBird reviewers, all volunteers, are charged with ensuring that eBird's scientific database is as close to 100% accurate as humanly possible, a thankless task at best. The hardest part of their job has always been dealing with prickly birders who hate being questioned. Now some reviewers are burning out thanks to the hostility of people who don't understand how an app based on machine learning can possibly be wrong. Merlin is named for a falcon and a wizard, but the best falcons and the best wizards sometimes make mistakes, as do we all. Falcons can get killed by a single error in judgment. We humans and wizards have the capacity, if not always the will, to accept and learn from our mistakes. The luckiest of us have the grace to move on. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.